Let's take a little warm up on your mat. You can sit cross-legged, comfortably cross-legged on your mat. Give yourself a gentle twist to your right-hand side. Just left hand to the right knee, right hand behind the back. Twisting right. Try and keep your gaze level so you're not looking up, you're not looking down, just perfectly level. Try and look across your right shoulder to the back of your space. Change around, twist to your left-hand side. And then turn to the front. Clasp your hands behind your back. Press palms together. Make a fist. Lengthen your arms and extend your fist to almost touch the floor behind your sit bones. Sit upright. And from an upright position, start to lift your fist away from the lower back. Your arms are still long and strong. Try and lift the chest a little, roll shoulders back and away from the ears. So you're expanding chest forward, releasing tension and tightness across the chest area. And then release. Reach your arms directly upwards. Keep your gaze forward. Try and extend your clasped fist as far up as possible, lengthening your right side of your body, lengthening your left side of your body, lengthening both sides of your body. Now invert your palms and extend your palms even further upwards. Keep your gaze forward and then release. Release your hands alongside of your torso. Reach your right arm directly up and then, keeping both sit bones firmly grounded, bend your torso to the left side. So you're lengthening the right side of your body. You can slide your left fingertips a little away from you, but keep your right sit bone well grounded. And then you can release, sit up, swap around. Right hand to the right side of your hip, reach the left arm up, inhale breath. And then as you exhale, bend your torso to your right side, sliding your right fingertips away from you. Keep both sit bones well grounded. The palm of your left hand faces down, and now try and touch your left ear with your left bicep. So you're really getting extra length in the left side of your body, and then release it upright. You're going to reach your right arm up again. You're going to drop your right hand behind your back, aiming your right elbow directly upwards. You're going to take your left hand, press your left hand on top of your right elbow. So press your left hand downwards onto your right elbow and press your right fingertips directly down the spine. Keep your gaze forward. You can keep the tension here for a few more steady breaths and then release. Swap around, reach the left arm up, drop left hand behind back. Take right hand, press it on top or downwards on top of the left elbow. Try and keep your gaze forward. And release. You're going to extend your arms forward and then bend your elbows, pointing your fingers up. Wrap your right arm underneath the left arm, hooking your right elbow outside of the left elbow. So right arm underneath the left. Try and bring your hands into a reversed prayer. Now start to lift your elbows up, start to lift your fingertips up and look up. So it's eagle arms looking up. Lift them up as high as possible. And lift them up a little higher and higher. And release. You can roll your shoulders out a little and then repeat to the other side. Extend your arms forward, bend your elbows, pointing fingers up. Hook left elbow underneath the right elbow, bring your hands into reverse prayer and then start to lift your prayer up. Lift your chest up too and lift your gaze up to your fingertips and hold steady. Lift a little higher and higher and release and roll your shoulders out. Extend your or draw your knees to the chest. Extend your legs forward and fold forward over your legs. Start with your hands pressing to the floor alongside of your hips. As you press your hands down, make sure your sit bones are grounded. Lift the chest up, then keep your spine long, hinge forward from your hips, walk your fingers forward and fold forward over your legs and hold. A seated forward fold. Release and lift up. Hands alongside of your hips. Keep your toes pointing forward this time. Now soften your lower spine, round your lower spine and lean backwards. So collapse into your lower spine and just lean backwards. This is a soft boat. Keep your legs firmly grounded. Keep your toes pointing forward. Extend your arms forward. Try and curl your spine a little closer to the floor. Your chest is still lifted. Your gaze is still looking forward. So soft boat. You might not have come across this posture before. Keep pointing your toes forward. Lower a little further down to the floor. This time it's your middle back touching the floor. And then release and lie all the way down on your back. Draw your knees into your chest. Squeeze knees into your chest. Rock a little right, rock a little left, then separate your knees apart. Take hold of your feet. Lift your feet overhead and then pull your feet down. Pull your knees towards your armpits, keeping your spine as flat to the floor as is possible. Into happy baby. Rock a little right, rock a little left, and then release. Extend your left leg, release it to the floor, squeeze your right knee into your chest. Squeeze your right knee deep into your chest and hold. Pavan Muktasana. Stimulating your digestive and excretory system. Squeeze it a little deeper in and deeper still. Maybe rock right, rock left if that feels good for you. Then find stillness and clasp your hands underneath your right thigh. Pull your right thigh in towards your chest. Keep your spine flat to the floor. Left leg is still extended. Point your right toes. Inhale, breath. And exhale breath, flex your right ankle and extend your right leg directly upwards. Keep a firm grip between or behind your right thigh. Try and straighten your right leg. Straighten it. Flexing your right ankle. Point your right toe. Inhale breath, bend your right knee. Squeeze the right knee into the chest. Exhale breath, flex your right ankle and extend your right leg directly upwards. Straighten your leg as much as you possibly can. Inhale breath, point your right toe and bend your right knee at the same time. Exhale breath, flex your right ankle and extend your right leg. This time you should be able to straighten it just a little more. Release, swap around. Extend your right leg to the floor, bend the left knee and squeeze it into the chest. Squeeze it in, rock a little right, rock a little left. Try and keep your spine flat to the floor, head, neck and trunk aligned left and right. Pawan Muktasana. Find stillness. Spine flat to the floor. Now clasp your hands underneath your left thigh. Squeeze the left knee into your chest. Inhale breath. Point your left toes. Now move with this flow. It's quite important you move with this flow, as this flow helps release your hamstring. So point your left toes. Inhale breath. Exhale breath. Flex the left ankle firmly and extend upwards. Straightening the left leg. Inhale, point the left toes and bend. So inhale, point, bend, knee. Exhale, flex, extend. That's the function. At the same time, inhale, point and bend, and you'll find that your hamstring will release. Exhale, flex and extend. And there it is. Now you've released your hamstring. Release and bend both knees into chest. Release your legs, roll over onto your belly. Legs are extended. So you don't have to turn around to face the front of the mat. You can face the back of the mat, because otherwise you'll turn around again the next time we roll over. Prop yourself up on your elbows. Sphinx pose. Point your toes as much as you possibly can. And as you point your toes, your knees will start to lift off the ground and your legs will start to switch on. Ground your hip bones, ground your belly, press into the elbows slightly, lift the chest, lift your gaze and look forward. Roll shoulders back and away from the ears and hold Sphinx pose. Just opening chest and shoulders. Your belly will lengthen too. You'll feel it lengthening a little bit. If you need an extra little opening across the front of the body, the belly, the chest, the shoulders, then press your hands down to start to straighten your arms as much as you can. Keep your elbows rotating inwards. So lift your head, chest a little higher by pressing down. Expand chest forward. Roll shoulders back and away from the ears and look forward. Full Sphinx pose and hold this. Hold this for a few steady breaths. Release and lower down to your elbows. Tuck your toes. Look down to your fingertips. Inhale breath, press into your elbows and your toes. Lift your body away from the floor, forearm plank. Exhale breath, lower knees and hips down to the floor. Inhale breath, pressing into toes and elbows, lift to forearm plank. Exhale breath, lower down to the floor. That's number two. Now number three, inhale breath, lift up. Exhale breath, lower down. Here comes number four, inhale breath, pressing into hands and toes, lift up to forearm plank. And exhale breath, lower down. Now number five, inhale breath, lift up to forearm plank. And exhale, breath, release down. Allow elbows to swivel out sidewards. Fingers point and touch each other. Rest forehead on your fingertips and give your body a shakedown into your mat. And then roll over onto your back. Bend your knees. Your feet are pressing to the floor. Knees are aiming upwards, feet are separate, hip width apart. Bend your elbows, pointing your fingers upwards. Look at the height of your fingertips, pressing into your feet. Lift your hips up to the height of the fingertips, at least up to that height, and hold steady. Hold steady for 5 breaths. You might want to squeeze your elbows a little in towards each other so that your shoulders squeeze a little underneath your chest, supporting your chest too. Pressing into your feet, inhale breath, lift hips up to a maximum height. Now keep your fingertips pointing upwards. They're going to serve a purpose now. Exhale breath, lower upper back, middle back, and lower back down to the floor. Inhale breath, pressing into feet, lift hips up above the height of the fingertips. Exhale breath, curl and release spine down to the floor, upper back, middle back, lower back. Inhale breath, lift hips up. This is number 2. Exhale breath, release down. So move with breath now. Inhale breath for number 3, lift hips up. Exhale breath, release down. Inhale breath, lift hips up. Exhale breath, release down. This is your last one now. Inhale breath, lift hips up. And exhale, release down. Draw knees to the chest, roll to your right hand side and make your way to child's pose. Knees are separate, hip width apart. You can ease your torso and belly between your thighs. Point your toes, push your sit bones towards your heels, forehead to the floor and extend your fingertips far forward. From here, up to hands and knees, inhale breath, tuck toes, push back, downward facing dog, and hold downward facing dog. You can walk into your down dog, bend the right knee, straighten the left leg just a little more, and then swap around, bend the left knee, straighten your right leg just a little more. And move like this until the back of your legs start to release. You can straighten both legs and find stillness. Extend your right leg up to a down dog split. Inhale, breath. And hold. Release right foot to join the left. Inhale, breath. Extend left leg up to a down dog split. And hold. Release left foot to the floor. Inhale to a plank pose. Exhale breath, lower knees, then chest, chin down to the floor, moving through your flow. Slide the body forward. Inhale breath, lift head, chest to a little low cobra. And exhale breath, tuck your toes, push seat to heels, lift hips, straighten legs, downward facing dog. Inhale breath, step your right foot forward. Lift torso, reach arms up, high lunge. And hold the high lunge steady and strong. Press your hands to the floor. Inhale breath, step your right foot back, plank pose. And make your way back to downward facing dog. Inhale breath, step left foot forward, lift torso, reach arms up, high lunge and hold a steady, strong high lunge. Release hands to the floor. Inhale, breath, step left foot back. And then push back downward facing dog. Inhale to a plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower knees, then chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra, lifting head, chest up, point toes far back. And then exhale, breath, tuck toes, push seat to heels, lift hips, straighten legs. Downward facing dog. And now let's start to flow in this class. Inhale, breath, step your right foot forward, lift torso, reach arms up, high lunge. Exhale, breath, press hands down, push back downward facing dog. Inhale to a plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower knees, chest and chin to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra. Exhale, breath, tuck toes, push seat to heels, lift hips, straighten legs, downward facing dog. Inhale, breath, step left foot forward, lift torso, reach arms up, high lunge. Exhale, breath, hands to the floor, push back downward facing dog. Inhale to a plank pose. Exhale, knees, chest and chin to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra. And exhale, breath, push back downward facing dog. And hold. Inhale, breath, step your right foot forward, lunge. Exhale, step left foot forward and fold forward over your legs. Inhale, breath, rise up, reach arms up, look up. And exhale, breath, stand. Inhale, breath, reach arms up, look up. Exhale, breath, fold forward. Inhale, breath, step right foot back into a lunge. Exhale, breath, push back downward facing dog. Inhale, breath to a plank pose. Exhale, breath, knees, then chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra. Exhale, breath, push back downward facing dog. Inhale, breath, step left foot forward, low lunge. Followed by the right foot and fold forward. Inhale, breath, rise up, reach arms up. And exhale, breath, stand. And again, inhale, breath, reach arms up, look up. Exhale, breath, fold forward. Inhale, breath, step left foot back, lunge. Exhale, breath, step right foot back, push back downward facing dog. Inhale, breath to plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower knees, chest and chin to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra. And exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog. And hold your downward facing dog. 5 breaths here. Inhale, breath, step or extend your right leg up, down dog splits. Let's move there first. Now exhale, breath, shift your weight forward. Step your right foot forward. Inhale, breath, lift your torso, reach arms up. And hold your high lunge, 5 breaths. Inhale, breath, open arms, chest and hips to warrior two and hold warrior two. Five breaths. Inhale, breath, hands to the front of the mat, step back to plank pose. Exhale, breath, knees, chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale, breath to a low cobra. And exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog. Left side, inhale, extend left leg up to a down dog split. Extend the left legs long and strong up behind you. Exhale, shift your weight forward, squeeze knee into the chest and step your left foot forward. Inhale, breath, lift torso, reach arms up, high lunge. And hold your high lunge, five breaths. One, two, three, four, and five. Inhale, open arms, chest and hips, warrior two, and hold warrior two. Five breaths. So reach left arm forward, right arm directly back, the right heel presses to the floor, and you can align your feet, left foot central to the mat, right foot crossing the center line of the mat. Steady now. Press your hands to the front of the mat as you inhale, step back into plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower knees, then chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra, lift head, chest up. And exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog. And hold. Extend your right leg up, inhale, breath. Exhale, breath, step your right foot forward to the hands. Inhale, breath, lift torso, reach arms up. Exhale, open arms, chest and hips, warrior two. Inhale, straighten the right leg. Reach the right hand forward. And exhale to triangle pose, right hand down to the floor. Extend the left arm directly up. And hold. Inhale, breath, stand up. Turn the right toes in. You can bring your hands to your thighs. Your feet are parallel. Make sure your feet are parallel and pointing to the left side of your mat. Reach your left arm directly up. The palm faces the right. And then exhale, breath, bend your torso to the right side, sliding your right fingertips down your side of your right leg. Reach the left arm over and across to your right. The palm faces down and try and touch your left bicep to your left ear. Try and establish a long stretch from your left foot, the outside of your left foot, up the side of your left leg, across the left side of your body to your left fingertips. Use your core now, press your feet down, inhale, breath, stand up. Arms up to shoulder height, palms face down, turn your right toes out, exhale, breath, bend the right knee over the right ankle, warrior two. Inhale, breath, press the right elbow to the right knee and extend the left arm forward. Left bicep almost touches the left ear, left palm faces down and hold. extended side angle variation. Five breaths. Four. Three. Two. And one. Release your hands down to the floor. Inhale, breaths, step your right foot back, plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower knees, chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra, lie down, then ground the hips, lift head, chest up, point toes back. Exhale, breath, tuck toes, push seat to heels, lift hips, straighten legs, downward facing dog. And hold. Inhale, breath, extend left leg up, three-legged down dog split. Exhale, breath, shift your weight forward and step the left foot forward. Strong legs, press the feet down. Inhale, lift torso, reach arms up, high lunge. Exhale, open arms, chest and hips, warrior two. Inhale, breath, straighten the left leg, reach the left arm forward. Release the left hand down to the shin and extend the right arm up. Triangle pose and hold. Inhale, breath, stand up. Legs are still straight. Turn the left toes in. Feet are parallel. Hands down to the thighs. Reach the right arm up. Inhale, breath. The right palm faces the left. Exhale, breath. Bend to your left side, sliding the left hand down the outside of your left leg. Extend the right arm to your left side, almost touching your right bicep to your right ear. And hold. Strong legs, inhale, breath, stand up. You can extend arms out sidewards from your shoulders, arms to shoulder height. Turn the left toes out, exhale, breath, bend the left knee, warrior two. Inhale, breath, press left elbow onto the left knee, reach the right arm forward and hold extended side angle pose. Release your hands down to the floor. Inhale, breath, step back to plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower knees, chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra. Exhale, breath, push back downward facing dog. Inhale, breath, extend your right leg up, down dog split. Exhale, breath, step your right foot forward. Lower the left knee down to the floor. Inhale, breath, lift head, chest up, prayer to the heart center. Exhale, breath, take a twist to your right hand side, pressing left elbow to the right knee and hold. Straighten the left leg. So tuck your left toes first. Press back into the ball of the left foot. Inhale, breath, straighten left leg and hold. Inhale, breath, pressed hands to the floor. Step left knee outside of right heel and sit down for seated spinal twist. Twisting to your right hand side, try and ground both sit bones. Inhale, breath, reach your left arm up, press your right hand behind your back. Exhale, breath, take a twist to your right hand side, hooking left elbow outside of the right knee. Turn to the front, inhale, breath. Exhale, breath, de-rotate to your left-hand side. Inhale, breath, turn to the front again. You can draw your knees to your chest, cross your ankles. Roll over your toes, inhale, breath, step back to plank pose. And push back into downward facing dog. Inhale, breath, extend left leg up to a down dog split. Exhale, breath, step the left foot forward and lower the right knee down to the floor. Lift head, chest up. Inhale, breath, prayer to heart center. Exhale, breath, take your twist to your left-hand side. Right elbow presses to the left knee. Tuck your right toe. Inhale, straighten your right leg. And hold twisted lunge. Hands to the floor, inhale, breath. Step right knee outside of left heel. Step right knee forward, pressing it to the outside of left heel, and then sit down. Twisting to your left-hand side. Inhale, breath, reach your right arm up. Press left hand behind the back. Exhale, breath, twist to your left, hooking right elbow outside of left knee. So you're twisting left. Turn to the front, inhale, breath. Exhale, breath, de-rotate to your right-hand side. Counter, pose to your right. Inhale, turn to the front, draw knees to the chest. Cross your ankles, roll over toes, inhale, breath, step back to plank pose. And exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog. Walk feet up towards your hands as you inhale. And fold forward over your legs as you exhale. Walk feet out to the side edges of the mat. Turn toes out sideways, bend knees, and sit in a yoga squat. Now sit down, extend your legs forward, preparing for seated forward folds, grounding your sit bones, flexing your ankles, inhale, sit tall, exhale, fold forward over your legs, reach your hands forward, take a bind with the feet, and a firm bind draws your chest forward, draws the crown of the head forward. Inhale, breath, lift up. Draw knees to the chest. Allow knees to release out sidewards and make a diamond shape with your legs, sliding the feet forward slightly. Take hold of the feet, ground your sit bones and sit as tall as possible as you inhale. Now lean forward. Lean forward with your chest moving forward first and try and pull your chest towards the soles of your feet. You can press your elbows to the inside of your knees or shins, helping open your hips a little more. Release, sit up. Maybe slide your feet forward a little more. Ground your sit bones. Take hold of the feet. Inhale, breath. As you exhale, this time you're going to bend forward and try and pull the top of your head towards the soles of your feet. And release. Knees to the chest. You're going to lean back into your hands. Separate feet apart for tabletop. Chin to chest. Inhale, breath. Lift hips up. And drop head back. Tabletop and hold. Next inhale, breath, squeeze your chin to your chest, look forward. The exhale, breath lowers you down. Preparing for boat posture, ground your sit bones. Extend your arms forward, press your legs together. Inhale, breath, lift ankles away from the floor, lift heels away from the floor, boat posture, and hold your boat posture. If you can straighten your legs, then straighten your legs. What's important here is to keep your spine long and strong and steady, your torso steady, your breath steady, gaze towards the toes. Take an inhale breath here, exhale breath, slowly lower legs down to the floor, lower torso down to the floor and lie down. Squeeze knees into chest. Rock a little right, rock a little left. Inhale, breath, rock and sit up. Extend your legs. Hands alongside of the hips. Press your hands lightly down alongside of your hips so that the spine starts to lengthen. Chest starts to lift. Now reach your arms up. Inhale, breath. Point your toes. Now you're going to bend your elbows, but drop your hands behind your back, aiming elbows up. Right hand will touch the left shoulder blade. Left hand will touch the right shoulder blade. Elbows are aiming up. It's quite difficult. You need to lift your chest. Inhale, breath. Now as you exhale, take a curved boat, round your lower back, keep your gaze forward towards your toes, keep your legs on the floor, legs aren't lifted, and hold. You might feel a slight trembling in your belly and your torso. Keep it for as long as possible, hold steady, you've got three more breaths, for five breaths in total, two, and then one, lie down all the way. You can draw knees to the chest. You can squeeze knees into the chest. Rock a little right and rock a little left. Roll to your right side. Make your way to child's pose. Inhale, breath to hands and knees. Tuck toes, push back, downward facing dog. Inhale, breath to plank pose. And exhale, breath, lower knees, chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra and hold your low cobra, lifting head, chest up, pointing toes back. Now lower and release down. Locust posture, extend arms back. Press legs back, point toes back. Inhale, breath, lift up. And hold. Three more breaths. Two more breaths. And one more breath, release down. Clasping hands behind your back, press palms together, make a fist. Inhale, breath, lift head, chest up, and lift legs up. Locust variation and hold. One more breath in, press belly down, lift legs up, lift head chest up to your maximum, and exhale, breath, release down. Bend knees, reach back, take hold of your ankles, floor bar. Inhale, breath, lift up and hold floor bar, kicking into hands with feet, holding steady. Try and press the belly down as much as possible. Lift your gaze up slightly as you kick quite firmly into the hands with the feet. Knees and thighs lifting away from the floor. Knees and thighs are parallel to each other. One more breath in and now release down. Hands to the front of the mat. Rest your hands on top of each other and rest your forehead on your hands. And give your body a little shakedown on your mat. Then roll over onto your backs. And knees are bent. Heels shuffle to the buttocks. Separate feet hip width apart and keep them parallel. Pressing into the feet, lift hips, low back, middle back, and upper back away from the floor. Squeeze shoulders underneath the chest. Clasp hands behind the back. Press palms together. Make a fist. Press the feet firmly down and slightly away from you in order to lift the hips high. Expand chest slightly to almost touch your chin. Maybe squeeze your shoulders a little deeper underneath the chest at the same time. Inhale, breath. And exhale, breath, release down. Going to squeeze knees into chest. Rock right, rock left. And then extend the left leg and squeeze right knee into the chest. You're going to take a reclining twist. Take the right knee and press it to the floor on the left side of your body. Right knee to the left. Extend your right arm out from your shoulder, directly out sidewards, and look across your right shoulder to your right fingertips. release. Squeeze right knee into the chest and then swap around. Squeeze left knee into the chest. Squeeze it deep into the chest. You're going to take a reclining twist. Take the left knee, press it to the floor. On the right side of your body, extend left arm directly out from your shoulder and look across your left shoulder to your left fingertips. Release your twist. Roll onto your back. Squeeze both knees into your chest. Now, keeping your spine flat to the floor, keeping your spine aligned, extend both legs directly upwards and press your hands flat to the floor alongside of your hips. Your spine is flat to the floor, your hips are on the floor, and your legs extending up, flexing into your ankles. And you're holding here for 10 breaths, Viparita Karani, inverted attitude. You've got 5 more breaths. Now you can remain like this for another 10 breaths, or you can practice a shoulder stand. Press your hands down, lift your hips up, and extend feet overhead, plow pose. Bend elbows, press hands to the lower back, draw or bend knees to the forehead, point toes up, and then inhale, extend legs up. 10 breaths in the supported shoulder stand and hold. If you are still in Viparita Karani, a block underneath your hips might help you hold steady. Five more breaths. 4, 3, 2, lower knees down to the forehead, 1, release your hands, roll out, lie down. Lie down on your backs, extend your legs. Arms are extending alongside of your torso, turn your palms to face up, pressing into elbows, inhale breath, lift head chest up, puff chest up and arch back. Releasing head towards the floor for fish pose. Holding fish pose for 5 breaths. You can make these cleansing breaths. So take a deep inhale through your nose, fill your lungs full. Gentle exhale, sighing your breath out through your mouth. Do this 5 times. 4. Inhale breath, fill your lungs full through your nose. Exhale breath, sigh out through your mouth. That's 3. You've got 2 more. And 1. Inhale breath, lift head up. And exhale breath, lie down on your back for Shavasana rest. Take feet and separate them out to the side edges of your mat. Arms alongside of your torso, palms face up, and close your eyes and relax your whole body. Relax your breath too. Relax every muscle of your body. Relax your breath completely. And as you breathe with a rhythmic, relaxed breath, imagine a wave of relaxation that washes over you. And each rhythmic, relaxed breath relaxes you deeper. releasing yourself from Shavasana by moving fingers, moving toes, ankles, wrists. Rolling head to your right side, then rolling head to left side, then extending arms overhead, giving yourself a full body stretch from your toes all the way to your fingertips, filling your lungs as you inhale. Exhaling, release the breath by sighing it out. Draw knees to the chest, roll to your right hand side. And then from there, sit up. Sitting on your mat in a comfortable cross-legged position. Hands either on your knees or in your lap. Lift your prayer to your heart center. Bow your head. Namaste, yogis.